الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أو الله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us أو the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله الحمد لله رب العالمين Indeed, all praises belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, our sustainer, our provider, our cherisher and nourisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon his beloved Habib, the most exalted and the most celebrated prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhim wa ridwan. Marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Ahlan wa sahlan bikum to all our viewers and listeners of Madini channel. It gives me great pleasure to once again be here. Firstly, we would listen to the blessings and virtues of reciting Durood-e Pak. And inshallah, we're going to listen to a Kalam-e-Naat. And our discussion for today is beholding, to say, making ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream, in your khab. Hai, 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 hai. Which ashiq and which lover does not desire to see his beloved in his dream? And our beloved is the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasul Kareem, Ra'uf Rahim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, chale inshallah, Hadith Paak sunte hain, Al Qawl al Badi', kitab ka naam hai. With regards to the fada'il and virtues of Durood e Paak, the Prophet of Rahmah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ طَهَارَةٌ وَغُسْلٌ. Everything has a purification and a washing. وَطَهَارَةُ قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنَ الصَّدْءِ And the purification for the heart of a believer from the rust and filth of the dunya, or the filth and sicknesses of the heart from various problems, right? Rasul Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, to remove the rust of the heart, الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيَّ It is to recite durood and salawat upon me. Due to the blessings of sending salams upon me, Allah Azza wa Jalla shall purify and cleanse your heart from the rust. What is this rust, dear viewers? Rasul Kareem said, there is a rust for the heart as well. And since everything requires purification, your clothes is dirty, you use water to remove the stains, to remove the dirt. Your house is dirty, you will sweep your house. Likewise, your body is dirty, you will wash your body. And how does one remove the filth from the heart? Rasulullah said, As-salatu alayya, it is to recite durood upon me. Allah. The poet says so beautifully,
Haram musibat me jab liya hoga Tumhara naam musibat me jab liya ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا ہمارا بگڑا ہوا کام بن گیا ہوگا
اللہ اکبر Indeed, our sorrows and our pain would have come to an end if we had taken the name of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It is such an honor and privilege to be here since we had listened to the blessings and virtues of Durood-e Pak, subhanallah. Let's listen to a beautiful Nafi Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam with Durood-e Pak. Mere Nabi, salli ala, pyare Nabi, salli ala. We would listen to this Nafi Rasul sallam, and just after a moment we will be back. Stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Mere Nabi salli ala, salli ala, salli ala. Pyare Nabi salli ala, salli ala, salli ala. Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala. Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala. Mitte hai jaber ke alam Madine mein, mitte hai jaber ke alam Madine mein. Bigde hue bante hain sab kaam Madine mein, bigde hue bante hain sab kaam Madine mein. Bigde hue bante hain, bigde hue bante hain sab kaam Madine mein. Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala. Aqa ki inayat hai har gham Madine mein, Aqa ki inayat hai har gham Madine mein. Hota nahi koi bhi na kaam Madine mein, Madine mein. Hota nahi koi bhi na kaam Madine mein. Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala.
Ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salaam unse, ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salaam unse. Ae haji ro ro kar keh dena salaam unse. Le jao gareebon ka, le jao gareebon ka paigham Madine mein.
Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala.
Jao gunahgaro bekhauf chale aao, aa jao gunahgaro, aa jao gunahgaro bekhauf chale aao. Aa jao gunahgaro bekhauf chale aao. Sarkaar ki rehmat to, sarkaar ki rehmat to hai aam Madine mein.
Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala.
Darbar mein jab pahunchu ae kaash shah us dam, darbar mein jab pahunchu, pahunchu darbar mein jab pahunchu ae kaash shah us dam. Darbar mein jab pahunchu ae kaash shah us dam, deedar ka ho jaye, deedar ka ho jaye in aam Madine mein.
Mere Nabi salli ala, pyare Nabi salli ala. Andar pe bula lo humko bhi, pyare Nabi salli ala.
Attar pe ab aisa ae kaash karam ho jaye, attar pe phir aisa ae kaash karam ho jaye. Makke mein saal guzre to sham Madine mein, گزرے تو شام مدینے میں
میرے نبی صلی اللہ پیارے نبی صلی اللہ اندر پہ بلا لو ہم کو بھی پیارے نبی صلی اللہ
صلی
سبحان اللہ. میرے نبی صلی علی, پیارے نبی صلی علی. This نعت پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم is composed by none other than His Eminence امیر اہل سنت حضرت علامہ مولانا ابو بلال محمد الیاس اتار قادری رضوی دامت برکاتہم العالیہ, and the reciter is none other than our respected نعت خان of دعوت اسلامی, our brother محمد سعید اتاری سلمہ الباری. ماشاء اللہ, what a beautiful beautiful rendition of Nati Rasul Maqbool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madini channel, hi, hi, hi. Amir Ahl Sunnat writes in his book, in his kalam,
Teri jab ki deed ho gi, jab meri deed ho gi, Teri jab ki deed ho gi, jab meri deed ho gi, میرے خواب میں تم آنا, میرے خواب میں تم آنا, میرے خواب میں تم آنا, مدنی مدینے والے صلی اللہ علیہ یا رسول اللہ, صلی اللہ علیہ یا حبیب اللہ.
Only when I get to make your ziyarat, only when I am blessed with your vision, when I am blessed to glance at your luminous face, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then only would I celebrate. That day will be my Eid. میرے خواب میں تم آنا. Please do appear in my dream, Madani, Madine Wale. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madini channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, it is truly an incredibly auspicious honor to behold the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jisne sarkar ko apne khab mein dekha ho, he is extremely and indeed fortunate to see the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla in his dream. It is a desire of every ashiq and every lover to have a glance of his beloved. And Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had shown himself and revealed himself in the dreams as well as in reality to many, many awliya and sadiqeen that were blessed and honored. If he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kissed any companion with his Mubarak lips in his dream, that fragrance and smell remained on that person for a very long time. The entire environment would be illuminated. There are so many accounts of so many companions and so many awliya, saliheen, ulama, so many great scholars of Islam who were blessed with ziyarat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And ek hadith paak ka ye mafhoom hai, summary hai, ki jisne mujhe dekha to mujhko hi dekha. If somebody had seen me in his dream, then he had seen me. For shaitan can never take the appearance of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would bless people in their dreams. Sometimes he would change their taqdeer and luck and kismet. To say he would change their destiny. He would remove their problems. He would solve their problems. He would remove adversities and calamities. If somebody was hungry, Rasulullah would overcome his hunger in his dream. If someone was thirsty, the Holy Rasul would overcome his thirst, quench his thirst in his dream and reality. His thirst is then gone. If somebody needed any sort of help, though he received the help in his dream,
But the effect of that dream was such that his problem was actually removed in reality. Or aap bhi ummeed rakhein ki ek din sarkar hamari bhi khwab mein aaye. He will appear in our dreams as well. And after that day, it will be a changing point in our lives as well. Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn As-Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the messenger of Allah azza wa jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came into his blessed dream and kissed him upon his cheek with his blessed and mubarak lips. To say on his face, he was kissed by the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad ibn As-Sa'id rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was a great personality. He was a pious individual. Khawf-e Khuda rakhne wale. A person who feared Allah Azza wa Jalla, a true Sufi saint of his time. And this is his story and this is his account when he says, I was blessed with the ziyarat of Rasulullah in my dream. And mere khab mein the Holy Prophet had kissed me on my face. Allahu Akbar. He says that then my wife had opened her eyes as well. And I said to her that I was just blessed with the ziyarat of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he kissed me on my face. The wife and him were witness to this, that subhanallah, the fragrance that was emanating from his face, for the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had kissed him with his mubarak and blessed illuminous lips, that caused that fragrance to remain in the home, in that environment, and on his body for the next 8 days. That smell and fragrance was emanating from the environment and home of this person's house. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are those fortunate people that were blessed with the ziyarat of Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate are those dear viewers of Madani Channel that the entire house was immersed with the scent of musk, khushbu, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Likewise, you will find so many other narrations and accounts of many, many awliya and salihin. Let's look at this beautiful story of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removing the calamity of this person. Allahu Akbar. So, the name of this personality is none other then Hazrat Sayyiduna Ya'qub bin Sufyan Qasawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He was a great scholar as well. And he would actually write hadith and he would narrate the hadith to his sheikh. This is how he used to do at night. He would sit and he would write Masla Masail and he would write hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the next day he would present that to his teacher, to his sheikh, to his mentor, to his leader. And he was a great person. He would travel from city to city in with the talab and with the arman of learning ilm-e-deen. And this is the passion of many of our pious predecessors, that they would focus their attention on seeking the knowledge of Islam. This is one of those personalities that travel from city to city, country to country, with this intention that I would only learn ilm-e-deen. During this one journey, he says, at night I was at a place and I was spending my time reading and writing, noting down points. And he says, as I was doing so, this was my habit, this was my routine, my schedule. And a large portion of the night had passed. Yani, this is after midnight. I mean, hadith likh raha hu in the lamp that was burning in that room. And he says, suddenly my eyes had moistened. It became wet. And slowly, slowly, as I began to wipe my eyes, in reality, this wasn't a dream. Ye haqeeqat aap bayan farma rahe the ki main hadith-e paak likh raha tha aur mere saath yu ho raha tha ki aankhon se pani jari tha. And then slowly, slowly, I began to lose my vision. Allahu Akbar. Aur mujhe aisa andhera andhera mehsoos hone laga. And within no time, I then realized I am blind. Main dekh nahi pa raha hu. Even the lamp that was burning was not in my vision anymore. I could not see the lamp in my room. It was totally dark. And I had realized perhaps I had lost my vision. My eyesight is gone. This caused me to cry. And the words that left my tongue was, how would I now write the hadith of Rasulullah? Main huzur ki baaton ko kis tarah se padhunga? Huzur ke aqwal ko, ahadith-e mubarakah ko kis tarah se mutala kar paunga?
kis tarah se dekh paunga? How would I now be able to benefit from the hadith of the Holy Rasul when I cannot see, I cannot read? Is takleef ke wajah se main rone laga, itna roya ki aankh lag gayi, neend aa gayi. Neend ke ghalib hone ke wajah se, due to the neend and the sleep being, you know, ghalib and dominant over me, I slept, I dozed off. My kismet and my destiny had smiled at me, my fortune had smiled at me, for I was blessed with the ziyarat of Rasul Kareem, Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then honored me in my dream and asked me, O Yaqub, son of Sufyan, Allahu Akbar, why are you crying? Is cheez ne tumhe rulaya? Allahu Akbar. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, मैं इस वजह से रो रहा हूँ कि आपके हदीसें, आपके अहादीस को पढ़ते पढ़ते लिखते लिखते मेरी आंखों की रोशनी ही चली गई. द साइट एंड द लाइट ऑफ माई आईज हैव बीन गॉन ड्यू टू नो राइटिंग हदीस एंड लर्निंग एंड टीचिंग हदीस ऑल माई लाइफ. दिस इज हाउ आई हैव स्पेंट माई टाइम एंड आई एम क्राइंग बिकॉज नाउ आई वुड नेवर बी एबल टू सी. आई लॉस्ट माई आई साइट, आई कैन नॉट सी एनीथिंग. रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम देन विद हिज अफेक्शनेट हैंड in the dream says, he says, he passed his affectionate and mubarak hands over my face in such a way, Allahu Akbar, that I could feel and experience a change within myself. Hazrat Sayyidina Ya'qub bin Sufyan Fasli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, then after he did that, Allahu Akbar, when I awoke from my sleep, Subhanallah, he says, my eyes had become enlightened and my vision was then restored. I could now see as if nothing happened to me. Main is tarah se dekh raha tha, usi waqt jaise hi meri aankhon ki roshni wapas aa gayi, fauran maine apne kitabon ko liya, I taken my books, the moment my vision was restored, and I began to write the hadith and read the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It seemed as if nothing was even wrong with my eyes. Ab dekhe na, सरकार सल्लम ख्वाब में भी तकलीफ ला रहे हैं और ख्वाब के अंदर जो हकीकत हाल है. फॉर एग्जाम्पल, दिस पर्सनैलिटी हैड लॉस्ट हिज विजन, बट द होली रसूल ग्रांटेड हिम हिज फिजिकल विजन इन हिज ड्रीम, एंड व्हेन ही अवोकन फ्रॉम हिज स्लीप ही वाज नाउ एबल टू सी एज इफ नथिंग हैपेंड टू हिम. ये सरकार की अता है, ये सरकार की देन है सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. अल्लाहु अकबर. द पोएट सेज सो ब्यूटीफुली इन हिज पोएट्री, ही सेज,
नूर खुदा आकर आंखों में समा जाना, याद पे बुला लेना, या ख्वाब में आ जाना. ए नूर खुदा या ख्वाब में आ जाना. ए पर्दानशी दिल के पर्दे मेरा हा करना, जब वक्त नजा आए दीदार अता करना, जब वक्त नजा आए दीदार अता करना. सब्ज़े गुंबद वाले मंजूर दुआ करना, जब वक्त नजा आए दीदार अता करना, जब वक्त नजा आए आका दीदार अता करना.
सल्लु अलल हबीब sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the account of Hazrat Sayyiduna Ya'qub bin Sufyan Qasri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who lost his eyesight. Aap zara dekhein, Sarkar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kis tarah se nawazte hain apni chahne walon ko. Those who love him, those who love to read about the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wo sarkar se agarche dur hai physically, lekin sarkar hum se dur nahi hai. We are far away from the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In actual reality, we are far away from his sunnah, we are far away from his teachings, we are very far away from actual reality, from the basics of Islam. Varna sarkar tab bhi nawaz rahe the, aaj bhi nawazte hain, aur qiyamah tak bhi apne chahne walon ko aap nawazte hi rahenge. Bas lene wale ke upar, it is upon the one who takes, it is upon the one who is blessed, upon the one who has a need and hope ki sarkar ko dekhna hai, sarkar ki ziyarat se mushabbat karna hai. You will find hundreds and thousands of people whose lives were changed. They experienced a revolution in their lives when they witnessed the beauty of Rasulullah in their dreams. There are some individuals who seen the Holy Rasulullah very frequently, often they see him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are some personalities who witnessed the Holy Rasulullah in reality, khabiduni, balki haqiqat, apne maatho ke aankho se unhone sarkar ki ziyarat ki. Ye kitne khushnaseeb hazrat hain, aise log hain, that if you only had to study about them, their personality, let's do the things which will make us see the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aage badhte hain aur bhi dekhte hain sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam kis tarah se nawazte hain. Jab aap nawazne pe aate hain, Allahu Akbar, when he comes onto the field of distributing and blessing and bestowal of bounties and blessings from Allah Azza wa Jalla, which was granted to him to distribute amongst the ummah, Allahu Akbar. So aap jab nawazne pe aate to is tarah se nawazte, phir koi khali haath nahi jata, chahe aap khwab mein aakar ke nawazte hain ya phir haqeeqat mein nawazte hain. However he gives you, his granting and his giving is excellent. It is beyond estimation and imagination. Aap zara suniye, this personality by the name of Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah Ahmad bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Hai 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 hai. A distinguished imam and ari, the one who has spiritual recognition of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Arif usi ko kehte hain, arif billah, the one who has a special recognition of the Almighty Allah azza wa jalla. So bade sheikh the ye of Syria, who passed away in the year 306 Hijri. Aap zara sochein aur dekhein ki unka zamana Huzur-e Pak se kitna qareeb tha. 306 Hijri is when he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi passed on. This great sheikh, this great hazrat of his time, Sayyiduna Abu Abdullah Ahmad bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, aap khud hi bayan farmate ki I visited Madinatul Munawwara, और मैं अपने साथ लोग भी कुछ खाने पीने के असबाब थे, सामान था, ज़ादे सफ़र जिसे कहते हैं वो ख़त्म हुआ, इट केम टू एन एंड, और मैं मेहमान किसका हूँ, सरकार का मेहमान हूँ सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम, मदीने की ज़ियारत से मुझे नवाजा गया. आई वॉज ब्लेस्ड टू गो टू मदीना की मुनव्वरा. सफ़र के दौरान सामान यानी खाने पीने के जो असबाब थे, द थिंग दैट आई कुड ईट एंड ड्रिंक वाज नाउ फिनिश्ड. And there was nothing to eat and drink. I had faced starvation for some time. When my starvation and my condition had exceeded the limit, so I presented myself at the court of Rasulullah. Ab zara aqeedah check karein, dekhein ki kaise hazrat hain. Hai hai hai. Allahu Akbar walillah. He says, I go there and I was standing at the Mubarak Rawdah-e Anwar of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I began to present my plea in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah, main to aap hi ka mehman hoon. I am your guest. You are my host. I had not come on my own accord. I was called by you. And indeed,
The situation is such that I haven't eaten for some time, and due to which I am starving and I am hungry, and I would never stretch my hands before any other person, for I am your guest, I am your mehman, Ya Rasulullah sallam. Hum bhala kiske aage haath phailaye jab aapke mehman hain. Karam farmaiye, raham farmaiye. Main dil hi dil mein ye duaen kar raha tha, mang raha tha, sarkar ki bargah mein apna maazura pesh kar raha tha. And after that, he says, I began to recite Durood e Paak. I began to recite salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aankh lag gayi. Neend and sleep overtook me. And as I dozed off for some time, I was blessed with the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my dream. And Huzoor e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and fed me in my dream a flat bread, roti, naan kele. So, mujhe roti ya naan khwab mein Huzoor e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne apne haathon se khilaya. And I was eating the roti, and he was tapping me and pampering me in my dream. And I was eating the roti and the bread from the Mubarak and blessed hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aadhi roti mein kha chuka tha, mere muh ke andar tha. It was in my mouth, and half my eyes open, aankh khuli, the other half was yet in my hand. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Huzoor e Paak sallallahu alaihi wasallam removed my hunger in my dream. And the proof and evidence of that was the other half of roti was still in my hand. I never need to ask anyone for food. I never need to ask anyone for help. But as the Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jalla removed my hunger in my sleep, and I had the other half in my hand. This is the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kaun deta hai dene ko muh chahiye? Dene wala hai sachcha. Hamara nabi kya khabar kitne tare khile chup gaye par na doobe. न डूबा हमारा नबी सबसे औला वो आला हमारा नबी सबसे बाला वो आला हमारा नबी. डियर व्यूअर्स ऑफ मदीना चैनल, लुक एट द बेस्टोवल ऑफ द होली रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम. हाउ फॉर्चुनेट इज दिस शेख हु पास्ड अवे इन द ईयर 306 हिजरी. ए ग्रेट शेख, ए ग्रेट आलिम, आरिफ बिल्ला, द वन हु हैज स्पेशल रिकॉग्निशन ऑफ अल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ला. अंडरस्टैंड द नटर दैट दीज आर दोस पीपल हु लुक फॉरवर्ड, हु हैव strong conviction and yaqeen. Ki jab sarkar ata farmate hain, phir sarkar zarur ata farmayenge, hame bhi ata farmayenge. Aap jab dene pe aate hain, subhanallah, aise yadi ala hazrat farmate hain, yadi ala hazrat ne to farmaya hai, subhanallah.
Nematein baantta jism to buzi shaan gaya, nematein baantta जिस वक्त वो दिशान गया, साथ ही मुंशिये रहमत का कलम दान गया, साथ ही मुंशिये रहमत का कलम दान गया. नेमते बात जिस वो जीशान गया.
सुभानअल्लाह, सुभानअल्लाह. मे अल्लाह अज़्ज़ व जल्ला ब्लेस अस लाइक द पायस प्रेडेसेसर्स वर ब्लेस. लुक एट आला हजरत, जिनका हम कलाम सुना रहे हैं, जिन्होंने ये कलाम लिखा है, खुद आपने सरकार की जियारत की है, और वो भी ख्वाब में नहीं बल्कि हकीकत में की है. He had witnessed the beauty and the elegance of the Holy Rasul sallam, not only in his dream but even in reality. क्योंकि तेरी जब की दीद होगी, जब ही मेरी ईद होगी, मेरे ख्वाब में तुम आना मदनी मदीने वाले. सुबहान अल्लाह. डियर व्यूअर्स, we hope that you are watching Madani channel right now. Inshallah, for now we are going to be listening to some Madani pearls, inshallah, and we will return just in a minute or two, and we will continue with our subject and topic. Please stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
When the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was informed that the famous warrior of Najd, presently Riyadh, Busur bin Harith Muharibi had gathered an army to attack Medina. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, along with the army of 400 blessed companions, went to fight against them. When Busur heard that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has arrived in his city, he ran away and climbed the mountains along with his army. One of his soldiers, whose name was Habban, was arrested and embraced Islam in the blessed court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Suddenly, it rained heavily on that day. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to dry his clothes near a tree from the top of the mountain. Non-Muslims noticed that blessed companions were busy in their activities and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was alone. Therefore, they incited Busur to attack the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying this sentence, "May I be killed by Allah if I am unable to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He moved towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a sword in his hand and spoke, raising the sword over the head of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Now, who will save you from me?" He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, "Merciful Allah azza wa jal will save me from you." He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had just said this word, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi sallam immediately landed on the earth and gave the Rasul a punch on his chest, causing the sword to fall from his hand on the ground. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately picked up the sword and then asked, "Now who will save you from me?" Busur replied, "No one can save me from you." The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mercy on his helplessness. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not only forgive his mistake, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also returned his sword to him. Busur was so much impressed with the merciful manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he recited kalima and embraced Islam. Immediately, having returned to his people, he started preaching Islam. Tere islaq par qurban, tere osaf pe wari, musalma kya dubi tera qail ya Rasulullah. That means, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may I be sacrificed on your good manners and nice attributes. Not only your followers, but non-Muslims were also very much impressed by your good manners and nice attributes." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, have you heard how good the manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were? Despite having absolute authority and power, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for himself, but rather, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would respond to evil with goodness. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would even treat those who were his bitter enemies so much gently, as it has loving the beautiful styles of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As it has was a bitter enemy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saw the forgiveness and good manners of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very much impressed and immediately recited kalima and impressed Islam. It has become obvious that good manners are the best Madani method to win the hearts of people. It is a method that is beneficial for everyone, because neither money is spent on good manners nor is there any disadvantage in it. It is absolutely necessary for preachers to have good manners, because by virtue of the blessing of a well-mannered preacher, Madani activities progress by leaps and bounds. A well-mannered preacher can carry out Madani activities in a correct and efficient manner. A well-mannered preacher can play a vital role in the masjid filling movement. By virtue of the blessings of a well-mannered preacher, Madani activities get flourished in the area. A well-mannered preacher brings about good name to Dawat-e-Islami. Madani qafilas thrive everywhere by virtue of the blessings of a well-mannered. A well-mannered preacher is called a successful, responsible Islamic brother. A well-mannered preacher does not have to face any specific trouble during his individual efforts. Sinners are privileged to repent of their sins, and non-Muslims are privileged to embrace Islam by virtue of the blessing of the individual effort of a well-mannered preacher. A well-mannered preacher can eliminate hatred and develop a peaceful and loving environment. A well-mannered preacher can reunite the separated. A well-mannered preacher can remove distance and bring people closer in a peaceful and pleasant environment. In short, good manners bring about abundant advantages. Therefore, we should adopt gentleness and well manners. However, we should remember that it is not necessary if we meet someone smilingly, he will also welcome us cheerfully in return. But rather, it is possible that the one we are talking to becomes angry, considering our smile to be a taunt and behaves badly towards us. Thus, on such occasion, this commandment of Allah be kept in mind. It is stated in Ayah 34 of Surah Ha Mim As-Sajda, Part 24. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَأَنَّهُ وَلِيٌّ حَمِيمٌ. Translation from Kanzul Imam: and the good deed and the evil deed will never be equal. O listener, repel the evil deed with one which is better thereupon the ones between whom and you with enmity. At that time, he will become like a close friend. Telling about the method of responding with goodness, Allama Mulana Sayyid Mufti Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said, for example, anger with patience, ignorance with forbearance, bad behavior with forgiveness. If someone does wrong with you, you forgive him. As a result of this habit, your enemy will love you like your friend. The viewers of Madani Channel, everyone, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, acknowledge that Islam has spread due to good manners and gentleness. Today, a great number of followers of Islam we see in the entire world, and majority by virtue of the good manners and gentleness of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His blessed teachings and the good manners of the blessed companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum and pious saints rahimahumullah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, even today countless non-Muslims are embracing Islam thanks to the blessings of good manners, whereas Madni reformation keeps on taking place in the lives of drinkers, in trust takers, disobedient children and listeners of songs and music, lovers of fashion, bitter enemies of each other, rich people of the society, people having corrupt beliefs, and different types of sin people. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Masha Allah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is our Muballigh of Da'wat Islami, mashallah, who was enlightening us with those Madani pearls. May Allah Azza wa Jalla bless him in both worlds. Subhanallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Ye ek waqiya mazid sunana chahta hu, mashallah. Iske baad aapka iman yaqeenan taza ho jayega. It will rejuvenate your spirit and you would desire to be honored and blessed with Ziyarat Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aap zara inka waqiya suniye. Hazrat Sayyidina Shah Abdul Rahim rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Shah Abdul Rahim was known as Dehlavi. Shah Abdul Rahim Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala ali states, on one occasion, I developed a high fever. This bukhar and the fever of mine had escalated to another level altogether. I underwent some treatments, but nothing could solve my problem and my fever was not going down. I was just on the bed, I couldn't move, I could not signal anyone, I could not talk. Bas bukhar ki halat mein, bimari ke alam mein, main aise pada raha. To the extent ki ek din khwab mein, maine ek buzurg ki ziyarat ki. I saw a buzurg in my dream, who told me, ki tayyar ho jao Shah Abdul Rahim, be ready, for you will be honored with the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Lekin ek baat yaad rakhi, when the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come in your dream, when he will come to visit you, he will come from your leg side. So change the position of your bed. When he opened his eyes, due to the happiness, this khushi ki wajah se ki kisi ne mujhe ye basharat khwab mein diya, somebody given me this tidings in my dream that I will be honored with his ziyarat. So this ziyarat will be in wakefulness, whether it will be in my dream, that is to see what's going to happen. However, he signaled his family members to change the position of his bed, as he did gain some strength day after having his dream. And he says ki bas usko karne ke baad Huzur Kareem Raufur Rahim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him my dream. Khwab mein aap tashreef laaye,
aur sarkar ke husn o jamal ko main dekh raha hu. Allahu Akbar, I was witnessing that immense beauty and shine, the illuminous face of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Noor ani noor, barkate lootne laga, hasil karne laga, is tarah se hasil karne laga ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne itna karam farmaya ki Huzur e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam made me rest on his mubarak lap. Aur is tarah se maine apna sar ko sarkar ki mubarak kadmon pe rakha ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki jo daadi mubarak thi mere chehre ko dhakne laga. The mubarak beard of the Holy Rasul had covered my face. In this state I was resting at the mubarak, or on the mubarak legs of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He had blessed me so much. Ye sarkar ki ziyarat se musharraf ho raha hu, aansu bhi nikal rahe khwab ke andar. Sarkar ka mubarak qameez mubarak, shirt mubarak, jubba mubarak became wet due to the tears that was coming out of my eyes. Aur main apni kismat pe rush karne laga. I was so fortunate. I am honored with this privilege. Allahu Akbar. I then had one hope in my heart. Ek khwahish ye thi ki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam khwab mein to tashreef laaye hain, lekin agar mujhe sarkar ke mubarak baal mil jaye, yani moye mubarak ki, I desired the hair of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Kaash mujhe ye mil jaye, kaash mujhe ye hasil ho jaye. Allahu Akbar. Magar main kis tarah se mangu, kaise mangu? Lekin mangne ki haajat nahi thi, kyunki sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam to dil ki baaton ko bhi samajhne wale hain, sunne wale hain. Allahu Akbar. Wahi bharte hain jholiyan sabki, kyunki wo samajhte hain boliyan sabki. Aao bazaar e Mustafa ko chale, gham khushi mein wahi se badalte hain. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So happened, I never need to ask him. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked towards me and he placed and rubbed and passed his affectionate hands over his illuminous beard, and two strands of his hair came into his palm, which he then granted to me in my dream. Allahu Akbar. Maine qubool kiya aur usko chuma, peene se lagaya khushi ke alam mein. Fir kuch der ke baad ye soch mere zehen mein aaya. The thought came to my mind, kya agar aankhon ko kholne ke baad, neend se bedar hone ke baad, after I awakened from my sleep, I did not see this hair in my palm, then what? I was gonna ask the Holy Rasul, but as I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew the condition of my heart. He knew the questions I had in my heart. I never need to even ask him. I never need to tell him anything. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then looked towards me again and said, don't worry, when you open your eyes, you will find peace here. Keep it very safe with you. A lamp was then brought. Even though the lamp was brought, when I looked towards my hand, I could not see the hair anymore in my palm. Rasulullah ﷺ was then about to leave. After he rubbed my entire body with his hands, passing over his hands over my affected body and my illness, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah ﷺ told me, do not panic about the hair. You don't see the hair in your palms because to preserve the hair, I have placed it under your pillow. So when you awake, when you do wake up from your sleep, you will find those hairs under your pillow. Allahu Akbar. This personality, Shah Abdul Rahim Dehlavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says, bas ye hua ki jab mere aansu khule, when my eyes opened, I could still receive the khushbu and the immense fragrance of Rasulullah sallam, which had entered into my body, had entered into my being. I could receive that fragrance. The entire house was illuminated and it gave out that beautiful smell, which I could not believe. He says, subhanallah, my fever had subsided instantly. I was then able to move, even though people thought I was about to pass away. People had no hope that I would even live. That's how severe my problem and my illness was, bukhar ki wajah se. Lekin sarkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne aisa karam farmaya ki in the dream Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me that your illnesses will be removed, your problems will be removed, and furthermore Allah azza wa jalla will bless you with a long lifespan. Aankhon ko kholne ke baad I found those two strands of hair under my pillow, which I preserved for a very long time. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this was the story of this personality, Shah Abdul Rahim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Subhanallah. Once again, let's recite this beautiful dua. Kyunki ye dua bhi hai, ye munajat bhi hai, naat bhi hai, faryad bhi hai. اللہ اکبر کے سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فریاد ہماری سنیں گے اور کرم فرمائیں گے انشاءاللہ عز و جل. It is not impossible, ممکن نہیں کہ خیر بشر کو خبر نہ ہو. اللہ اکبر. It is impossible کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم will not listen to your hope and your prayer. تو اس کو مل کے پڑھتے ہیں, دعا کرتے ہیں.
اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا, یا در پہ بلا لینا, یا خواب میں آ جانا. اے نور خدا آ کر آنکھوں میں سما جانا, یا در پہ بلا لینا, یا خواب میں آ جانا. اے پردہ نشین دل کے پردے میں رہا کرنا, جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا.
شکراً فور واچنگ مدنی چینل ڈیئر ویورز, شکراً فور بینگ پارٹ اینڈ پارسل آف دس پروگرام. مے اللہ عز و جل بلیس یو ود زیارت مصطفیٰ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ریسائٹ لاٹس آف درود پاک. درود پڑھنے کی وجہ سے بھی کئی حضرات نے سرکار کی زیارتیں کی ہیں, 700 مرتبہ, 1000 مرتبہ, 500 بار, جتنے بھی بار ہو سکے ریسائٹ درود پاک. اٹ از ڈیو ٹو دا بلیسنگ آف درود انشاء اللہ عز و جل. اٹ از ڈیو ٹو دا بلیسنگ آف فالوئنگ سنت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. آپ امید رکھے, آپ وضو کی حالت میں سوئے, سرکار کو یاد کریں, انشاءاللہ عز و جل یو ایز ویل ول بی بلیسڈ ود ہز زیارت. اینڈ دی ڈے یو سی ہم ان یور ڈریم یور لائف ول چینج. ہیونگ سیڈ دیز فیو ورڈز, مے اللہ عز و جل بلیس یو ان بوتھ ورلڈز. Stay good, be good, and do good. صلوا علی الحبیب صلى الله علی محمد صلى الله علیہ وسلم.
Remember